A Matanuska Electric Association official charges that the Anchorage Municipal Assembly is spending city funds on private interests. Joe Griffith, MEA's executive director, has contacted Anchorage officials with concerns that city money is being spent on one assemblyman's legal fight against a power station upgrade. In a letter to Anchorage Municipal Assembly Chair Ernie Hall, MEA executive director Griffith says that one assembly member, Eagle River's Bill Starr, is planning to spend city funds to fight MEA's appeal of a Municipal Planning and Zoning Commission decision. Griffith says this is clearly a misuse of public funds.
The Assembly has had no role whatsoever in this process. Now, they so far have not had to weigh in on it, so therefore they have no formal position. And yet they have chosen to fund the attorneys that are fighting MEA's request for a review of the process that refused us the right to upgrade a substation.
Griffith adds that by law, MEA must maintain its facilities to keep up with power demands. The city's Planning and Zoning Commission had earlier denied a bid by MEA for a conditional use permit for the upgrade of the power company's Justine Park substation in Eagle River. Now MEA is appealing the commission's decision to the Board of Adjustment. According to Griffith's letter, Starr has tapped the law firm of Ashburn and Mason to help him in opposing the power station upgrade. Starr would not agree to a recorded interview. He says there's no impropriety because the city maintains legal counsel for assembly members. Starr says the Board of Adjustment process is complicated and that he wants good legal advice on how the board operates. Starr says MEA wants to build the substation in a residential neighborhood and that the residents have a right to complain.